Hi, I'm Mark. As a fitness coach for over a decade, I've had the opportunity and privilege of observing and sometimes helping others on their fitness journey. An interesting observation that I've made as I've watched hundreds of athletes start their fitness journey. Everyone begins that journey at a different starting point. There are those who were former or current athletes, and those who have never really exercised in their life. Young and old, tall and short, heavy and light, everyone who starts that journey has to take an important step to get fit and healthy, the first step. Their fitness journey cannot begin until they take that first step. Now I want you to listen to what the psalmist tells us in Psalm 37:23 in the New Living Translation. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Hey, if God's planning it out and supporting our steps, how can we go wrong? Well, if you're like me, we can and often do go wrong. You see, as people with a naturally sinful nature, our tendency is to do the wrong or ungodly thing. God's word tells us that He directs the steps of the godly to the point that He delights in every detail of their lives. But what if we're not being godly? How can God direct our steps if we aren't walking in righteousness? Well, like I tell my athletes when I'm coaching them after they've failed, that's okay. Learn from it and take the next step. Did you mess up and eat things that don't help you stay healthy? Take the next step toward health. Did you push too hard and injure yourself? Take the next step. In our spiritual lives, Paul gives us the same advice in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I think that Paul does a good job of reminding us here that we need to do two things to persevere. First, he tells us to forget what lies behind. It's important to note that he doesn't say to not learn from our past. We just don't need to keep focusing on it. It'd be like taking a step backwards. If I focused on what I just messed up every time I tried a new movement, I wouldn't have been able to progress very quickly in my physical fitness journey. And it's the same for our spiritual fitness journey. The second thing that we need to do is to press on toward the goal. That's the tough part, taking the next step. Plodding along toward the goal one step at a time can be tough if you only look at the destination and how far the journey is to get there. The most important step you can take isn't the first, it's the next. So pray today about something that has been hard for you to persevere in, a factor in your life that has been frustrating you. Then take the time to contact a fellow Christian and let them know what you're struggling with, and be open to any wisdom that they can lend to the situation. Now, this step might not be immediately obvious to you, but it may become more obvious after prayer and seeking counsel. So here's the challenge. I want you to start every day by praying to God and asking for Him to reveal the next step that you need to take today. Do that every day. There is always another step you can take. Tell those that you love what steps you're taking so they can step along with you. Now go, win today.